Welcome to the podcast that's intended to get you ready for your abdominoplasty or some version of abdominoplasty, including a body lift, belt lipectomy, or mini abdominoplasty where the muscles are being tightened. Now, it pays to be ready early, and at your consultation, if you were deemed high risk because of a personal history of blood clots or a family history of blood clots, please visit with your primary care, or we can refer you to a hematologist to make sure that you are not at increased risk for having this surgery. One of our main concerns is a deep venous thrombosis or a blood clot, and this is best avoided at all costs. So if you are at high risk, we'd like you to please check that out before your surgery. Your current weight is also very important. An abdominoplasty is best performed on a patient who has lost a lot of weight, and losing weight can also include previous pregnancies. If you're in a cycle of gaining weight, you really need to get that under control because this is not a great surgery for people who are putting on weight, and it's not a great surgery for people who continue to put on weight afterwards. So being at a good, healthy body weight that you're comfortable with is excellent. You also are going to need to take a little time off of exercise. So making sure your physical fitness is great before this surgery is also advised. This is not a surgery that can be performed safely on smokers. And that includes other forms of nicotine. So vapor cigarettes or gum that contains nicotine also needs to be stopped well before the surgery. I recommend that patients be completely nicotine and cigarette free for 6 weeks prior, as this can cause tremendous complications with healing. If you are on birth control pills that contain estrogen also increase your risk of blood clots significantly. And it's recommended that you stop your birth control pills 1 month prior to your surgery to bring that risk completely down. If you take hormones for menopause, that does not need to be stopped as early as a month, but we recommend you stop hormones 1 week before your surgery. So as you're getting closer and closer to surgery, starting 2 weeks before your surgery date, we like to start patients on a stool softener and also some additional fiber like Metamucil or Benefiber, because after surgery, constipation can be a really unpleasant problem. So you start taking the stool softeners 2 weeks prior. In addition, the night before your surgery, we're going to have you do an enema to make sure that everything is cleaned out down there. Now, most of us have probably never had or done an enema, so we have you buy two. Do one the night before for practice, do one the morning of surgery, followed by your HibiCleanse shower so you're nice and clean afterwards before you come into surgery that day. Approximately 2 or 3 days before your surgery, we also recommend that you have a waxing done of the pubic hair above the level of your labia majora. For men having this surgery, we will show you exactly where you should be waxed. That hair growing back can be a real problem where our incisions lie and our dressings. And shaving actually increases your risk of a postoperative infection, so we prefer waxing, giving yourself a couple of days to heal in case you get a little folliculitis afterwards. At your pre-op appointment, you'll either receive a liposuction garment or an abdominal binder to be worn after surgery. These are not particularly comfortable for long term, so once you're healed for a few weeks, you may be able to convert to a Spanx type garment that gives you enough compression. So you might want to shop for some of these things ahead of time if you don't already own them. A really popular garment to wear after your surgery is a yummy tummy type tank top that has compression around the abdomen. There's lots of different brands. It's really comfortable to place between your skin and the abdominal binder or your liposuction garment. So some people already have these in their wardrobe, but if you don't, it's good to look for a camisole or a tank top that provides compression in the mid-abdominal area. You should also figure out where you're going to sleep after your surgery. Now, it's a little hard to get in and out of bed for some people, especially if your bed is elevated. If you have an adjustable bed like a hospital bed, that's fantastic. Some people would prefer their first couple nights home to maybe sleep on a couch or to sleep in a recliner if that's available. If you're sleeping in your bed, you can also kind of steal pillows from the spare bedroom so that you can have some extra pillows under your back and under your knees so that you're sleeping in a little bit more of a beach chair position. You can also go to Bed Bath & Beyond and find a foam wedge that works great. You can get one or two of those, and that will convert your flatbed into more of the beach chair position. So again, the day before your surgery, you are going to want to take a shower with that HibaCleanse soap and make sure that your waxed area is healing really nicely. You also need to do an enema the night before surgery. The morning of surgery, remember you shouldn't eat or drink anything. You need to have an empty stomach for 8 hours. Our small exception is that you can take a Dramamine with a small sip of water, and there may be some specific regular medications that you take that we might recommend you take on the day of surgery. You do a second enema the morning of your surgery. You take another shower, and please don't put a bunch of lotion on for when you come to the hospital. Bring clothes that are easy to get in and out of, like sweatpants and maybe a hoodie, and be sure to bring your garment with you when you come to the hospital. Other important things to bring with you are, if prescribed, Lovenox shots. Bring one extra shot than you intend to stay, nights that you intend to stay at the hospital. So if you're planning on staying 2 nights in the hospital after your surgery, please bring 3 of those shots with you. You also should bring your Arnica Forte, but you do not need to bring the pain medications or the anti-nausea medications that we prescribed for you, because if you're staying at Rose Hospital, you'll be using their medications with the exception of Lovenox. We'll use your own of the Lovenox, and we'll also use your own Arnica Forte. So reread all of your information so that you're ready to go, but hopefully this podcast got you all the reminders in place and allowed you to plan well in advance so that you can get the best outcome from your abdominoplasty.